That's
right. Log Talk Radio.
Are you ready to test my computer?
No, don't play anything. Hello, hello. How is everybody doing today?
Yeah.
Why do we sound like we sound like we're in a garbage can?
I don't hear anything at all.
Well,
Does that sound like headphones now or something? Sort of cool. I like that. Very tinny. We're an industrial
record. Maybe you should move back a little. Maybe that would help things.
No.
Maybe you should just move out of here. Go.
Where would I stay?
A mile.
Big metal injection live cast shout out to our friend Lonnie, who's gave birth to their
No, it's definitely on.
Gave birth to their first
sounds
child.
Sounds a little better, actually.
Congratulations to Wally.
What was that? What happened there?
Baby's name is Wally.
Wallace.
Wally,
making fun of his name?
Where was Wally?
Where
did
they find
Wally? Inside of her vagina. That's
where you usually find babies. I don't know that you strictly would say
that
you found it.
I didn't personally find it in there, but that's where they told me it came from.
I
was convinced it was from a stork, but they said, no, it was inside of the vagina. They showed me. They're like, no, see the vagina?
You
this
saw
is...
Lonnie's wife's
no,
vagina?
No, it's a joke.
Oh.
And Tommy learned that.
I don't know how you get a stork inside of a
vagina.
First
place. Oh, we can cover that now, too.
Laugh and learn.
Yeah, so where do things come from there?
Well, mail is delivered by the postman.
Huh.
Where do Puerto Ricans come from?
Puerto Rico.
Where's that?
It's in Florida. What do you want? What are you asking me? What the hell?
Well, I want to know where Puerto Ricans came from. There's a lot of them here. Where the fuck do they come from?
It's your mom.
Oh, how dare you reply that.
You come to every other meeting.
Puerto Rican.
Guys,
what does
chill
Puerto
out.
Mean?
It means Puerto Rican.
But it's a different word.
Right. Well, look, your name is Sid, but people call you assholes. So it's the same type of thing.
But they call other people assholes, too.
Right.
Polish people don't call themselves Boricua.
No.
So you see?
I believe they call themselves Polak.
It's a different school named Light Bulbs to call themselves anything.
I guess. All right.
Shantyre going on.
Welcome, everyone.
The Pithy Podcast.
So I'm trying to read on the metal injection page what we're going to do tonight on the website.
And you, to tell the truth, you're looking at the chat, aren't you?
You're on Twitter.
I don't think I can even
By the way, Noah is wearing a very lovely leopard print blouse today.
Mm-hmm.
A splendid thing. Very lovely. Did your mom really call?
Yeah.
Put her on the air?
No. How would I put her on the air? No.
You can't?
Oh, is that how it works? No.
You're supposed to just imitate her voice. Okay.
Can we make the chat room not
flex
so I can use it on my iPhone?
Yeah, hold on. I'm on that.
Right,
oh, there we go. It's set. You can go use that. There, I just fixed it.
Yeah, see you later. See you in 2 hours, Colin. On that chat room where there's 18 people all with variations of your name signed in.
What were you telling me that you went in there at 5 a.m.?
No, he opened it up at 5 p.m. today, but I went in there like 8 maybe, and there was already a dozen people, all with Noah related usernames.
That's so mad. Well, because after the show.
It was like Noah's pocket condoms. Among others, there was something with an enema.
I mean,
some people
do
just for fun. Yeah.
No.
We know you take pictures of your poop, but won't show anybody.
Yeah, and she's deleted that photo, by the way.
Yeah.
Very upsetting.
Yeah, because I was afraid you guys would take my phone before I realized that I could love
Chris?
You.
Like I just took like I.
Stop! Give it back to me!
Something else is on, Slim.
Yeah, but, if you guys ever happened to my emails.
You're on.
By the way, Jenny's here.
Hi, Jenny. Say
hello, Jenny.
Hi. You're the only other girl that would actually laugh at your jokes.
Don't
fluff his tail.
What? I've never. That sounds good except for the tail part.
I don't think I've ever fluffed his tail.
Yeah. She's pretty brown, but they're awesome.
She's quite a good cook.
Yeah, she's. Jenny brings a plate of brownies in here.
They're magic cookie bars, they're not brownies.
Could you give a recipe right now for our listeners who could have their moms make it for them?
Well, the number one ingredient is pot.
No, it's not in all of them. That was just in the one birthday brownie.
But the birthday brownie is the size of like a gigantic brick.
The water is for Ron because it has pot inside.
So
like, oh, no, this is not going to be happy with that.
Give me the straight
end. Best birthday present ever. Well, Darren got me a pretty sweet gift, too.
You don't have to stroke my ego. It's okay.
It's
fluff
his
tail.
Second best present.
I actually put work into this, Rob.
Well, Darren put thought into his.
I put thought and
yeah.
work into it.
I got brownie, too.
Mine was just love.
Yeah, I don't think any love went into Darren's gift.
No.
Maybe some resentment.
What did you get him?
I got him a record player that converts records into CDs.
Oh,
right?
Cool.
Because I was talking about he wants to start listening to records because he likes the sound.
Do you see when he says it converts records into CDs, it converts them into blank CDRs.
Okay.
So you put a record in there and it just comes out like a blank CD.
So what if you
needed... like only a 50-minute one, not even the 80-minute one. Yeah.
But what if you need a blank CD?
Well, it's good then.
Exactly.
Okay. But if you want to put your precious first pressing of the pre-Anselmo Pantera record in there.
What? No, I'm not letting.
Okay.
I think we stole that from BC, aren't we?
What I have is I have Opeth's Ghost Reverie CD, and I have it signed by every member. I have a vinyl, so that's like a limited edition.
Is
so
the actual
I don't
record
think
signed or the cover?
The cover.
Okay.
But I don't think I would ever want to play it though, just because.
So then why are you even bringing this up?
Well, that's the only vinyl that I currently own. I think I played once.
That's funny that
maybe
you,
once.
That you said you had their CD on vinyl.
Oh, yeah. their record, that's what I meant.
Technology.
We're going to be playing a little bit of Opeth a little later because it was requested in the Metal Injection live chat. Which
we make it obvious selection, guys.
How is that obvious?
I don't know.
Yeah, you should have picked Minor Threat.
Yeah, that
would have
been
happy.
Cool. I would have been happy. Fuck everybody.
That is the man.
Well, not fuck Jenny, but fuck everybody else.
Wait,
yeah.
So maybe?
Darren only
whoa.
Gets
to have...
What the hell's wrong with me?
Yeah, why would you want to fuck Jenny?
No, I meant...
She's
no.
Dude?
She's taken.
Okay.
She's
but taken. Doesn't mean you...
She
doesn't mean anything.
By her house boy.
She's taken by your good looks and charm.
No, I don't. She's not fucking me. She's taken by a very violent person who really is.
Do you want to actually people in the chat room?
I think that you did.
You want to
it doesn't seem like it should matter. You would still want to fuck me if
yeah,
I had a boyfriend.
Exactly.
I feel like insulted a little
bit. By who?
Are you wanting to fuck Rob over me?
It wasn't the
and
sex
Darren
fuck.
Over
it's
me.
Not a sex fuck. It's a fuck
okay.
You fuck.
Well, I heard you give me a half a fuck. I was
yeah. Fine. That's because I like it more than these two fucks.
Oh. Okay. By the way, let the record show he was pointing at Rob and Noah.
Yes. I think everybody understands.
What was I going to say?
The listeners know.
The situation. We should explain what you meant by houseboy.
Jenny?
You're
going to
get me in trouble.
Why?
Is he listening? You can't afford a computer.
He's not a metalhead. He's a Filipino immigrant.
He's scrubbing toilets.
He's not Filipino.
What is he?
He's white.
He's white.
Where's he from?
He's Italian.
Uh-huh.
And, no, I'm not going to say his name, but he's so cute, and the agent, my cleaning agency sent him to me a couple of weeks ago, and I love him.
And you don't pay him, right? You just, like,
gyrate a little bit?
You just stand in his presence. And let him
well,
pass.
We worked out a deal that I don't go through the agency anymore. He just, he just, I pay him. You want me to get closer to
the mic? That's why I pointed at it without saying anything, because I wanted you to repeat it. Good job.
Like the glow sticks in the
airport. Next time I'll carve my message into the side of a mountain.
What
do you want me to say? Thou shalt not kill? What?
This is Vivitelli was hanging out with
Moses. That wasn't the Vivitelli voice. That was a white girl accent.
No, that was Mr.
It was the same pitch, but I didn't use a Jewish tinge to it.
You weren't screaming as much, but it was Mr.
No, it wasn't at all. You have a terrible New York accent.
Somebody needs to play the tape back. Okay. You got that? Can we get it?
No, we could barely get it recording.
What does that mean?
Saying you want instant replay.
I would like to
listen to the archives.
Fuck, it's the 90s. We have to take
it's not the 90s. Maybe if it was the 90s, we could do it.
There's a 9 and an O. There's two O's, so that's like the 900s. It's even better.
It's like those numbers you used to call when you were a kid.
Well, when I was a kid, it was 976.
Yeah, me too.
They're old.
You remember what the 976 numbers were, though?
Some were porn.
They were just recordings, though. You couldn't, like, you would call 976.
Just an answering machine?
Yeah, but it would just play you like fantasy. Like a woman would go, like, oh, I remember when I walked into the store. I was like reading fantasy.
And it was Elvira.
Yeah, it was sounding like Elvira, yeah.
You know, can.
But it was like, it was just the worst, most unappealing story. And they weren't allowed to say anything too hard.
How many of you remember that?
I remember one, like the girl went in the dressing room and jerks you off.
Oh.
Or one of them was like, there's two girls in your bedroom. You walk in and catch two girls fucking them out.
How'd you get in there?
This was over the phone?
Yeah, you just dial 976 whatever and it would just play.
Everybody.
And it would just be like, oh, let me hit you again.
Yeah, exactly. Well, some of them were stories, like not involving you, and some of them were like as if they're talking. It would be different every day.
All right. Well, let's just take a quick little music break. And we will be right back.
Where's that open song?
I thought you were already broken.
So the mic was on and you still say I thought you were already broken? Yeah, you should just be quiet.
No, that didn't come out.
Yes, it did. Whatever, we're editing it out anyway.
I didn't hear anything going on.
Fine.
The
music is never
no.
Wait, I'm sharing with you, right?
Are we? No, it's on the
it's okay, yeah.
It's input.
Like, it's better than the beginning.
No, it's just shitty. That's just how it is.
Well,
now that
like it was recording
to the computer. No, it wasn't. It's not.
But then it wouldn't be picking up the song, would it?
Sorry, would be.
Look, they're arguing. I
remember one, like, the girl went in the dressing room and jerks you off.
Oh.
That's all power up?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. So
sorry
recording?
If I'm being a dick.
We're not recording now?
They're arguing.
There's some music. We'll just edit the thing. So after the song, we'll just come back.
Okay, yeah.
And whatever. Sorry.
They're arguing about which was our worst episode.
What were they? What are they?
And he goes, this is worse. And the next thing was no worse than zero.
What was four?
I don't remember, but it's funny that they know that. Yeah.
I feel like yours is going to be archived.
Fucking Shinobi.
What?
I thought that was a friend.
Is he talking about, like, our sound quality or just the show itself?
No, I'm talking about the sound quality.
There you go, I hear it.
I think you should put up a PayPal link.
For this photo?
Next to the little
no,
one
on
the
section line,
and
say
donations for a new computer for the
live cast.
And just have people donate.
We don't
want to
acknowledge it yet.
No. Turn it off.
Oh, Anthony's here.
Where is he?
Nerdy Dillinger.
All right, we have 20 seconds.
We're 20 seconds.
Oh, it's turning on.
Fucking hell.
Okay, do you want to play another song?
Okay.
Tell them we're
going to
start the show all over from the beginning.
Oh, my God.
No, we're not going to start.
No,
we should
do this. The board was already plugged in. Probably it was like turning something up. You can't turn the computer on without having the board plugged in.
Alright, come on, let's do it!
We have 6 minutes. 7 minutes.
I put it over there.
Plug it in?
Yes, to the keyboard.
7 minutes to what?
For the song,
then. Oh, I thought we were going on.
No, because the computer works now, so we could do it the right way. Oh, wait. So
we need to
disconnect, right? So just plug everything in first, connect to Skype, and then, like...
No,
you can connect to
Skype. Let me...
I got a question.
Can we be connected to Skype through two different computers at the same time?
We could try.
As host?
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, there'd have to be, like, a second.
So let everybody know that, well, not right now, but, like, right as it's about to happen, just, like, can be silenced for a minute, but then we'll be good. So don't be faggots about it.
That was silly.
Yeah.
But no, I held back, so you would get...
I liked it.
Yeah, it looks silly to me, actually.
Have you recorded any farts lately?
Oh, that was really bad. All right, farted? The sound is good.
No, your burp!
It smelled like a... I ate a lot of that
spice.
Okay.
We'll fix some roast beef and some salami.
Olive oil.
Some gabagools.
Sorry.
It's okay. I'm telling you. Not yet. Fuck you, Firefox, installing your update. Our main game in Israel was trying to gas out Kyle the whole time.
No, wait, we'll go on our
own.
I have a picture of it, I think, on my phone.
I have to also, did I ever talk about how we tried to get drugs in London?
No.
I never talked about that, right? Okay.
Sounds like it's going to be awesome.
It's definitely a good story.
Come on, you motherfucker. That brownie is awesome. And I made them to take with me on my trip. Like, they're ridiculously...
Oh, to Israel?
I went to Europe first.
Oh, yeah. Where'd you go?
London, Amsterdam, and Paris.
How amazing was Amsterdam? Like, I want to live there.
I was crying. I was like, why can't we just have this?
I know. That's all I thought.
Did you
want to
visit?
Noah, please marry me.
Aww.
Yeah, that's the username.
Noah's.
He said, ask him how much he makes.
Noah's enema eater.
You're so sweet.
That's sweet.
Metal injection.
You want to eat your enema?
Yeah, I think that's really nice.
Better him eating it than her eating it.
If any of us made that joke, you'd be yelling at
him. I'm going to respect him. I'm trying to get the show working.
The difference between tight and upset.
Trying to get the show working. She's professional, I told you.
Professionals don't use profanity in the workplace.
Right, I'm calling Block Talk.
Okay.
Right now.
So,
Wait, no, you don't have to disconnect.
You can you're signed in anyways. Well, no, I have to disconnect because you have to be the host.
Hello and welcome to the Chuck Blandington Podcast. That's right. I've got the metal injection guys locked up in my basement, and they won't be bothering us anymore. It's my time now.
All right, we're... Blandington, better watch your mouth.
Hey, what's wrong with that guy?
I don't know, but we are back.
We're back in action.
The metal injection livecast. The live chat is going nuts, and a few people are trying to guess what Sid looked like. What did someone say, Darren?
Someone said he looks like the kid in the AT&T rollover minute commercials.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know what that guy
is. Is that an insult or a compliment? I have no idea.
I think, well, I think all of them look like 18 years old to me, so I don't know. Like, I don't.
So I guess that's a compliment then. All right, thanks.
But as I was saying in the chat before we came back, you can see what Sid looks like in the new Moscow Metal Minute clip that we just shot. Which
the intervention.
I play, which one, Sasha, Misha, I don't know who's who. I play the super that does the coke, and then rides Vicious Vova like a horse at the end.
That's him.
No, you ride, yeah, Vicious Vova.
Sid was my favorite character.
Really?
Besides Misha and Sasha, of course.
You don't have to say that.
So then basically you thought Vicious Vova was lame.
Vicious Vova was actually my favorite.
Character. What do the people in the chat room think? Who in the chat room... saw the Moscow Metal Minute.
What do the callers think?
How about the landlord?
Oh, yeah, by the way, you can call us at 646-929-1357 if you're too shy to chat. Because the chat room is where it's at right now. Everyone in there is so hip and like the place to mingle.
I'm much older than... Wait, me? I'm much older than somebody thought? Somebody said I'm much... Somebody's... Hellhammer would fuck me, though. All right, I'll take it.
At least someone would fuck you.
Or yeah, maybe he said he'd shit Sid. You don't know, because it's a four-letter
S for this. Sam said, can we get a chat that isn't censored? No, I'm
you're
not going to...
You're in a non-flash chat.
What's a dirty chat?
We're in a chair in the sky, people.
Never mind. That was a loose.
All right, enough of the chat. Let's get back to an actual program.
I was going to say, yeah.
No, Sid is not the guy with the two girls. That's Greg.
No,
Sid is the landlord.
He's the landlord that snorted all the cocaine.
And spoken Russian.
I just want to point out that you can't respond to things in the chat without saying
You have to respond in a full sentence.
No,
But
no,
he's
not that guy. He's the other guy.
You're wrong, Noah Clint. You're totally wrong.
Noah Clint is never wrong.
I love how the Clint is spelled K-L-I-T-T.
Because it's cult metal.
Hey, good. Joey Jordison's left testicle. I did not say that, okay?
Oh, you.
No, stop. We can't do this.
All right.
But
the archive listeners are going to blow up.
That was a joke, by the way. There's no one by that name.
Until you said that, now there probably is.
But we do have a phone number. That number is 646-929-1357, as Shinobi pointed out. And you know something? I was talking with Shinobi earlier this week.
Oh, really?
Because we chat now.
He's your consultant.
We're buddies. But he said that he didn't know that I played Metal Misha. Like, it was a total mindfuck to him.
What?
And he's fucking with you.
I mean, I guess I am a fantastic actor.
It's just you with a wig. I mean, it's like...
Just me with a wig. It's Clark Kent and fucking just. Superman right here.
What about me? Know? Did he know I was Sasha though?
Well, he didn't know who you were to begin with.
Wow, man.
Sorry, I'm gonna go. I'll have to go suck off some metal bands and some interviews, and then he'll know who I am.
That was never on camera.
Your sideburns down.
They don't know such things happen.
Go get the phone number of the bassist from Municipal Waste. See what he's doing this weekend.
All right. No more picking on Rob. He was a good sport about the song.
Yeah, so you can never pick on me again.
Well, what? No, you got a one-month grace period.
Yeah, that's all.
But what else? Let's talk about some other stuff going on in metal. Metallica. Let's talk about Metallica. There was a recent study with the Monkees. Not
Wait.
Like the band.
Oh, damn it.
But actual monkeys, the animals. And they played a bunch of songs for them, like Fragile from Nine Inch Nails.
Really?
And all these songs, and they didn't respond, but they responded to Metallica.
It calmed
off
them
the
down.
Black album.
We have a caller.
So good news for Metallica. They have fans.
See what our caller thinks of Metallica.
603, you are on the Zach Beats Hotline. What is your alias or name or alias?
They just give their names all the time. Just give
them.
Hey. Who is this?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you hear us?
Okay. Hi,
what is your name?
My name is Connor, and my alias is Monkey Banana.
You're the one that was
Monkey
pretending
Banana.
To be me earlier, right?
You guys talked all at once.
You're asking us to talk all at once?
Okay, ready? One, two, three. Hey, what's
hey,
up,
oh
Monkey
God,
Banana? How you doing?
Yeah.
You know, I was waiting for somebody to call in. Because, sorry, was that
Monkey Banana?
Yes.
Right.
How do you feel about Metallica being responded well to Monkees? Do you respond well to Metallica?
I think Metallica is the crappiest band ever. So
okay.
I don't know anything about them, but I just don't like them at all. So I have
what
no comment on it.
Jackal.
Oh,
remember
on.
Jackal?
Yeah, Chainsaw Solos. Hello.
Think they're crappier than that?
Actually, yes.
What's your favorite Jackal song?
I don't have how would I have a favorite Jackal song?
Well, if you know that Metallica is crappier than Jackal, then there must be something you like about
Jackal.
I don't
have a favorite song of a crappy band.
So, who do you like? What are your bands?
I like the Black Dahlia Murder, and I just pirated their new album.
Oh, dear.
You like them so much that you'll... Steal
Wait,
them.
No, I didn't pirate their new album. I'm just kidding. I just heard
you
it.
Got it. You just heard it after downloading it off RapidShare.
Yeah, I just
you
heard it.
You tweeted it after.
Yeah.
Let me ask a personal question.
Okay.
You got a pretty deep voice. Are you a man or a woman?
I'm a man.
Wouldn't that be funny if I really thought you were a chick?
Wait. Like, did you have your bar mitzvah, Connor? Have you?
No.
Are you officially
That's
a man?
My name, Connor.
I'm not.
Bar mitzvah.
I'm actually atheistic, though. So. I'm a metalhead that's atheistic, surprisingly enough.
That is strange. I haven't. So you're not into like As I Lay Dying.
Actually.
Or Attack Attack.
I love Attack Attack. It's my favorite band ever.
Dirty liar.
Wait, Sid. I think I talked to you about that once, but whatever.
Yeah, that time
you
were having
nobody talks to Sid.
I did talk to Sid about my friend loving Attack Attack, and he said
That's
at
right.
least he didn't say cynic.
That's right.
Oh, and just a little, just so you guys know, Noah, I am, in fact, under 15, so
Uh-oh.
I'm ripe for the taking.
He's under 15 and he has a deeper voice than I've ever had at any point in my life. That's really depressing to me.
How many cigarettes do you smoke a day, dude?
Jesus.
I don't smoke anything, and I never will.
Chester, 14 years old. My balls just dropped.
Stop talking dirty, Rob.
Oh.
What year were you born in?
I was born in 1994.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I feel so old.
So forever ago, dude.
Yeah, not
really. High school.
Not really? Oh, wait, so 94. That's 15,
yeah,
right?
I grew up
with the Nintendo 64 and the Dreamcast.
Oh,
that was like,
God.
Those were my prime years.
We grew up
years.
With Nintendo. The Nintendo.
Atari.
The original. Atari. I had a Genesis.
I had that, too.
Nice.
Do you know what a Sega Genesis is?
Back in my day, video games were only 8-bit.
Sega Genesis was basically like Dreamcast for heterosexuals. Right?
So what does that have to do with that?
I don't know, I just felt like
I never liked Sega
Genesis.
A Dreamcast joke.
Don't talk shit about the Dreamcast, Sid.
With a name like Dreamcast, it's got to be at least a little faggy, right?
Fuck you.
We should rename this the Metal Injection Dreamcast. What do you think?
There
you go.
Sleep? That could be our tagline.
Because it's a dream come true for us to do this.
Do you guys remember Virtual Boy?
Yeah, I mean, I never had one.
Wasn't that your boyfriend throughout all of high school, Bella?
Yeah.
Virtual Boy.
He used to wear JNCO jeans.
I bet he did. Did you ever own a pair of those, Noah?
Yeah.
Connor, did you let us know where you're from?
Yeah, I'm from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, but I just want to do a quick shout out to my man Kendrin because he helped me actually get my. He's on the live chat right now, and he helped me actually get my iTunes working with like that album that I didn't download illegally. I went up to them and bought a legitimate.
What are you watching?
What are you watching?
What are you listening to?
What was that?
Are you at a bar? I hear a lot of chatter in the background.
Really? I'm I'm watching King of the Hill right now. My bad.
So we finally found the one person that still watches King of the Hill.
In New Hampshire.
I watch it every night, so I'm going to wait now.
It was on for 13 seasons.
That's amazing.
It's a funny show.
It's always on, like, right at the beginning of Adult Swim, so I always watch it because there's nothing else to watch.
We have DVR, so it's, like, I've just recently started watching live television, and it's so weird. It's like, when I see a commercial, I just feel awkward. Like, why am I wasting my time right now? I could be fast-forwarding.
I still watch commercials.
There are some pretty informative commercials on TV, though. Like, I did not know when the new season of Metalocalypse was coming out. Now I do.
Oh, when is it coming out?
September something. I wasn't actually paying that much attention.
Good job.
Oh, wow. Well, you know how else you can find out? Just Google it.
Or visit Metal Injection when they blog
about
it.
You do it.
Do you want me to Google it for you?
Yes.
Yes, please do, because I wasn't paying attention.
If you Google something for you, just call in.
Call in. It's our new segment. We'll Google it for you.
And Rob, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, that's right. We're kind of celebrating Rob's birthday.
Yeah.
Forgot about that. Good job, Connor.
Thank you.
See, somebody cares.
I was
listening
to the
Someone I've never actually
one,
met.
So.
Well, Jenny cared. Jenny brought me a pot brownie.
Dad bought you something.
Dad did buy me a record player. What'd you get me, Connor?
What was that? For your birthday?
Yeah.
A Dreamcast.
Oh, shit!
I totally wanted one.
He finally decided to throw his out. So instead of throwing it out, he just...
I would never throw out my Dreamcast.
Do you have a Neo Geo?
I do have a Neo Geo.
What? Why do you have a Neo Geo?
What about a game?
And
here?
I still play it, and I still play it. I still play Metal Slug on it.
Oh, my God. This is absurd.
I used to play Caveman games on Nintendo. That was one of my favorite games.
Did you like the Caveman, the way that they looked? Did they remind you of Sid at all?
I like men that look like Neanderthals.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's good.
It was fun. It was like a Caveman Olympics.
Was that a turn-on for you?
Oh, boy.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. They must look a little bit older than 15, so I apologize.
So
Young Connor,
I just want to interrupt in the chat room. There was an amazing line. I'm not racist, but I hate Oceano says. I bet Rob's dick is longer than an Opeth song. And I thought that was very funny because you're using...
Noah, could you take Rob into the bathroom right now and get the answer?
No.
Bring a ruler.
No, I cannot.
And some stimulating literature for him to so he can get erect. We'll measure. You got to measure from the base.
Since you know so much about it, why don't you just
Or how about when there's a pack of Twizzlers on the table, just tie a few together and see how many Twizzler lengths he is.
Sid, what's yours right now? Do you keep track?
Of?
What you were just mentioning.
What about it?
Penis size.
Yeah.
Do you know your own penis size?
Yeah.
What is it?
Six.
Six.
Average. Which is,
okay. That's reasonable.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's six.
You bastard.
I never measured my penis, honestly.
Delicious.
God's honest truth, I never measured.
Go ahead right now.
No. Now's your chance. What? Now's your chance.
Now? Are you?
I think every guy.
A 14-year-old kid is asking you how big your dick is.
I plead the fifth. Some cop's going to listen to this.
There we go. The answer. His dick is a fifth of an inch. He pleads the fifth.
Sid's dick is actually 4 inches, but then he eats a power-up mushroom.
My dick looks like a power-up mushroom. From all the chafing.
It's green.
I don't
green.
Think
it's green from all the STDs you have.
Oh, there we go. He's got the port on the computer. Where's the power-up? He needs an extra life. He doesn't want to come too soon.
Does this turn you on?
Of course. I think about the princess.
Are you getting revved up? You know, that was fucked up. She was like a cock tease. You always save her, and then she's like... Then you get to the end of the thing and be like, oh, that bitch ain't here.
Yeah.
Our princess is in another castle.
Just like in real life.
Oh, so Mario Brothers is about life.
Yes.
Oh.
You nailed it. All right, Connor. Thank you so much for calling in and... getting us on this tangent about dick sizes. I hope your mother's proud.
You're welcome. How...
Thank you.
Keep listening or doing whatever. Our phone number is 64.
Shinobi says, Princess Peach is Rob's sister.
I'll leave my sister out of this.
646-929-1357
is our phone number. Rob gets so mad when you mention it. You didn't even say anything.
I really
bad.
Don't. I really don't. It's just for show.
It's for show, but don't you dare fucking talk about my sister. I'll kill all of you.
Does she listen?
Can I tell everybody? Oh, no, she has a life. I think what it is, when Sid mentions your sister being hot, you get mad.
I find the buttons to push on everyone I know, and then I push them to varying degrees. Like right now, there's a very specific button with Darren that I keep pushing.
But it doesn't really get me mad.
You act. I don't know. It's a fine line. I'm not going to bring it up on the air because I don't want to blow up your spot.
I just think you blew it up on the air before anyway.
Did I?
Yeah, when she was here.
What did I say when she was here?
He says I'm in love with Justina.
Who's Justina? Oh.
But I'm not. Like, I think she's attractive. That's it. I'm not, like, trying to get with her or anything. She's a girl that does photographs for Metal Injection and other various...
She might be listening right now.
...and sundry entities in the metal world. But she's cool. I mean, I think you seized on this one thing. Like, I want to bang her.
She got uncomfortable when I said it.
But I was doing it for the show, though.
I don't know about that.
Noah's enema eater says, Sid's voice makes me want to punch the computer.
Tell me that.
Join the club, buddy.
Let's hear what your voice sounds like, buddy. How about that?
How would he
pull the dick out of your mouth and call us up?
Hey, I think it's really nice and sweet that someone would actually consider eating my enema.
Oh, God. You're as twisted.
That shows a lot. Okay?
No,
leave him alone.
No, please marry me, says Sid. Sounds like he's recently been castrated.
Thanks.
I love it.
Appreciate that.
By the way, whoever that was in the chat room, I'm starting a group therapy session for people who are also sick of Sid's voice. So we can all meet.
Fucking jerks. Everyone's a jerk.
We can all meet Thursdays. Are we announcing that thing that we talked about?
Oh, yes, of course. We're going to be moving to Wednesdays. At 8 p.m.
When does that even start? I don't even know.
A week from Wednesday, are we doing that? But we haven't even like officially figured out.
But Noah won't be here, right?
So the 16th is when we're moving to Wednesdays.
Oh, okay, because I'm going to be at a show with Frank.
And the first show will be without Noah.
Okay, and I'm not going to be here next week because it's 9/11. Next week I won't be here. It's going to be our last Friday show, and then we're moving to Wednesdays. At a new time,
1 hour or 2 hours earlier, 8 o'clock.
We got prime time, baby.
8 to 10 is going to be our new time slot on Wednesdays. So you guys have no excuse to not listen live. And let us know what you think about the new time slot. Give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357. And that's right, hey, you're a joke. Now you can have a life. Since we're moving to Wednesdays, you can go back to dating women as opposed to listening to three dudes and somebody that claims she's a woman.
And then all the supermodels that you had a diss on Friday night to listen to our show, you can now date them and listen to our show.
Yeah, like, you don't get it, honey. There's this live podcast that I just have to listen to live. Mm-hmm. Can't download the archives.
In answer to Noah Sphincter, no, I do not like Against All Authority. They're a ska punk band, but they're a little too heavy on the ska and not heavy enough on the punk. Mm-hmm. Thumbs down.
What?
Somebody asked me if I like the band Against All Authority.
That paragraph you just spoke is the Sid equivalent of Jazz Theory with Noah.
All right.
Good thing I wasn't paying attention.
No, that was...
I was saying why I didn't like a band. That's all I asked on the show.
Okay.
Speaking of jazz, Sid, you found this one sound clip. Let's play this right now.
Paul F. Tompkins, fantastic comedian. Mm-hmm. His take on jazz music and why it's not really good, even though everybody wants us to believe that it's good.
Okay.
And I think it sort of applies to the whole Cynic thing as well.
All right. Paul F. Tompkins on Cynic.
I'll tell you this for free. Yes, this is not included in the price of admission. It's a bonus. I do not like jazz music, and I don't like it on behalf of you, the common stupid person. Now, come on, you're pretty stupid. Because jazz music is all about making the common man feel dumb. It's just a bunch of dudes playing solos at the same time. It's like a genre of music that is defying you to like it. Put it on. It's like the record is saying, "What's the matter, man? Don't you like our smart people's music? Maybe you're too dumb, dummy. It's the notes we're not playing." What? That's like a trick. What does that mean? Here's the worst thing jazz people do. Now, let's say you go to see some live jazz. If you do, I'm sorry, but I'm sure it was an accident. Like maybe you lost a bet or you fell down some stairs. You woke up in a jazz club. Everybody's going round robin with their solos. That's right. Everybody gets one. It's not just like regular music where the best dude gets to have a solo. Everybody gets one. If you're on the stage, you get to do a solo. That means even the upright bass player gets to have a solo. And so as he's up there, yeah, he's going through all the 24 notes that the bass is capable of. Just to the point where you thought you've heard it all. You get lulled into the rhythm, right? And at a certain point, you think the guy's going to go, bow, but instead he goes, bow. And then here's what's so horrible. All the jazz guys on stage with him, they all start laughing. They start laughing like it's the funniest thing they ever did see. They're up there giggling. That leaves you in the audience saying, I don't get your jazz joke. What is happening? You've played many notes this evening, not particularly hilarious. Why is that note so side-splitting, jazz bows? It's not funny. Because if something is inherently funny, it is relatable after the fact. I don't want to hear this "you had to be there" nonsense, right? I can't rearrange my whole schedule around when funny things are going to happen to you. You can't relate this to someone else, even if you understood it. You can't go into your job the next day and say, oh, last night we saw the funniest jazz fellow. At one point, instead of going, bow, he went, burl. Oh, that's a hot one, eh? Oh, my brain has many wrinkles.
And I think that says it all.
Wow.
Jazz.
Fine. You guys don't need to like jazz. It doesn't hurt me.
Play
Noah,
I don't care.
But Noah, do you actually listen to jazz or only the implied jazz theoretical things that they use?
I listen to it too. Like, to be honest with you, I don't like old school jazz.
Mm-hmm.
I like more fusion stuff or contemporary jazz.
Who's a jazz musician you like?
I really like Pat Metheny.
Oh, yeah?
I like Chick Corea.
Kenny G?
No.
Which is the one that does the Foxwoods commercial?
Oh,
you like that guy?
Oh, I know that guy's name. Oh,
it's something Italian.
Oh, I can't think of it.
Chuck Palumbo, I
but
think.
But that guy's good.
No.
Chuck Palumbo.
That's it, I think, right?
That's a wrestler.
Yeah, but he also does Foxwoods commercials and Foxwoods.
It's Jim Santee. That's his name.
Is Noah, it? Please Marry Me says, I like jazz because Noah likes jazz.
Good. He's a smart, or she is a smart person.
Oh, this is awful. Please stop.
Yeah, Noah loves that. That's one of Noah's favorite songs.
This is jazz? This is not
jazz. It's like,
wait, I'm slapping my foot to that. Come on, Darren. Why'd you stop it?
I thought you turned my computer sound off. Life is good. Life is sweet. This is an ad for
this hurts me.
It's a casino in the New York area that you have to drive like 3 hours to get to. And they play this commercial all the time. For the wonder of
it all. Bump it up.
You want to hear the whole thing?
No, I don't.
I didn't hear
I don't like that shit.
That's like Frank Sinatra style music.
Yeah.
Not jazz.
It's close enough. It's music that only dead people should listen to at this point.
Oh.
If you're alive, you should be listening to music that has a fucking pulse. Wake the fuck up. Take some Ambien and listen to fucking shit.
Look,
Wake up.
I like.
You're young. Live your life. This nonsense jazz.
I am living my life.
How old are you? Every time you listen to a jazz song, you get a great pussy.
Did
you know that? Did you know that? You have 18
I have
great
a creative
years.
Outlet.
She's only listening to jazz.
And I use my time productively, and I can't say the same thing about you.
Why can't you say the same thing about me?
It has no great pussy.
We're using our time right now to do the same exact thing. What is this?
Well, I have more creative outlets than you.
What does that
mean? Oh, shit.
That means that...
You have more outlets for meat. I know that.
No, I have inlets for meat, not outlets.
Well, it's an outlet when you plug something into an outlet.
What?
Yeah, you don't plug the cable
you're not making
cord
any
into
sense.
An inlet. You jerk. I win. Go
I don't have any outlets.
He's got you there. We got a caller on the Zach Beats hotline.
I know his pussy hairs. I want somebody in the chat room to be called Noah's Gray Pubes right now. Right now, make it happen.
407, you are on the Zach Beats hotline. What is your name?
This is Keith. And I'm representing the jazz fusion community.
Oh.
Something tells me that he's going to be sarcastic.
No, Keith. Keith is from the Apparatus webzine, and he likes the jazz.
Oh, I thought he was saying he doesn't like it in this.
No, yeah, he's so defensive.
Is his webzine in honor of the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, his favorite band?
Keith?
No, in Bodies in the Gears of the Apparatus.
Oh,
I didn't hear a word he said other than
Bodies
the
in the Gear of the Apparatus. Gear.
What is that?
It's another band.
Bodies in the Gears of the Apparatus. It's a grind.
That's
band.
The band's name.
Yeah, and they went on to form Successor Right Apocalypse Across the Sky.
That's even longer.
They also formed Khan, too. You might know them.
Okay, that works.
Yeah.
That one I'll accept.
That's
cool with the Khan.
It's one word.
Isn't that like...
Get it punchy.
Is that named after Ricardo Montalban in Star Trek?
Their first album was The Plane.
You guys are listening to the right jazz. I'm telling you. You need to listen to some good fusion.
Like what?
Like what? Go ahead.
The first two Mahavishnu albums, Birds of Fire and The Inner Mountain Flame, are pretty.
Was that
our
caller last week, Mahavishnu? He called from India, that guy.
I actually found that on YouTube. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Hold on. What the fuck is it? Oh, here it is.
Yeah?
You jerk. Just take the caller. This is a man.
I like this.
This is pretty fusionist.
It's a little jazzy.
Fusionist?
cry for you, my dude.
My dude.
Big singer really makes me cry. Makes me want to meet you, touch your hand.
Yeah.
You know?
I like the remake of this song better.
Yeah. Right. So let's actually hear Mahavishnu Orchestra.
Radhe Govinda Krishna Kanaya.
Trash it.
Is this it, Keith?
No.
Fuck.
That just says Mahavishnu. Do you not know how to spell orchestra, and that's why you didn't type it in?
Oh, orchestra. Sorry.
Idiot.
Fucking kid. See, we have to deal with Keith.
Oh, see, yeah, shit.
No. Rob spelled it wrong.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he didn't realize it was an orchestra.
Rob never graduated from elementary school.
Oh, he's playing a double man.
I think that the sound quality of the video on YouTube kind of like degrades.
Try another one. I heard they played that song for monkeys and I started freaking out. And the quality of all these tracks are not good.
Who else should we listen to?
Fuck Ginger, you jerk. Said Rob got socially promoted in school.
He did.
He sucked a lot of cock.
Oh.
Listen.
Oh.
Fourth grade was the three hardest years of Rob's life, okay? It was tough for him being 6'5" in fourth grade. Rob, stay in fourth grade. Homie, repeat your class.
What?
And then, do you guys like the Damnation album by Opeth? I mean, that's more...
Yeah, no, I think it's just Sid who likes to just get to know his nerves.
Oh, yeah, I'm just negative. I'm just negative.
But,
listen, if it doesn't have the same three chords, it's no good.
That's it. Just Sid, at least.
I agree with Darren.
Sid.
See, nobody's disagreeing now, so I guess.
And Noah's Enema Eater, I do not suck dick for Coke, okay? I buy it in the store like everyone else.
He jerks guys off for Coke.
Yeah, anyway,
dick for that.
Thanks for calling in, Keith. And
yeah, thanks, Keith.
And I agree. I like the jazz fusion. I like a little Yaz. Little Yaz flute.
Can somebody who's not a drug addict call in and tell us they like jazz fusion? So far, the only people on the show that listen to jazz fusion are fucking degenerate
people
podcasts.
Who expand their minds,
yeah,
motherfucker.
Yeah. I like music that doesn't. I don't need to buy drugs to go along with it.
Well, you just don't get it, man.
Yeah.
I found a clearer copy of the Mahavishnu, whatever.
Let's hear it. This is pretty good.
I like it.
I wonder what this lady thinks about Michael Jackson. Oh, okay. It smells like a little boy's mouth.
Smells like St. Joseph's baby aspirin.
Noah's Enema Eater, you definitely need to call in, even though it's 4 a.m.
Stop calling him an enemy eater.
Noah's Enema Eater live, that it's
probably
4 a.m.
London.
If that's what he wants to identify himself as, that's what he's meant.
All right, we got another caller. 509, you're on the Zach Beats Hotline. What is your name?
My name is Sean, and I'd just like to point out that I'm straight edge, and I like jazz fusion.
That's a dirty lie. Oh! You just called in because you wanted to be that guy. You're not telling the truth. I bet you
shut up, Sid.
I am telling the truth.
Wait. Let's try this out. Sean, you there?
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to smoke some weed right now?
No.
He's hot.
I believe it.
Name some jazz fusion artists that you like.
No. It's true because no real pothead can answer no to that question, even if they're lying.
Well, maybe he's straight edge, but he doesn't like jazz fusion. So let's see. Who do you like? Who names some?
I don't feel like expressing it because you guys are just going to give
Alex
a shit. Alex
Colmetrio.
See?
He's looking it up right now.
Yeah. Google jazz fusion. And see
it doesn't matter.
So
he doesn't need to know any bands. He just needs to appreciate the music when it's on. It's good enough.
How does it all get and find a band?
Jazz did a lot for metal. Punk didn't.
Yeah.
Good.
Chris Broderick.
I'm not that big a fan of
Chris Broderick knows a whole lot of jazz theory. Did you know that?
I don't even know or care who Chris Broderick is.
Good. He doesn't care about you either.
It's a Brandy Roderick. She's a playmate.
Does she have any great pussy hairs?
No. She has no pussy hairs. That's her little jazz she listens to. So what the fuck?
So you're saying if she didn't listen to jazz, her whole bush would fall out eventually.
Noah's got a gray Brillo pad between her. It grows in thick and gray. It's like a werewolf in Maine. This is the fucking jazz.
I like to make people bleed when they go down there.
Yeah.
Noah, can you go up to the roof so I can climb thy golden stair? I mean silver.
So where are you from? Oh, he hung up.
Oh,
that's right, because he couldn't think of a band name.
He just didn't want to hear about my Brillo pad.
Give us a call, 646-929-1357. Are we going to have JCVD on in a little bit? Is that still happening?
I guess.
He's got something to say.
He shows up.
All right. We're going to take a quick little music break. Going to play a little music, a few requests, a few songs Sid demanded to play.
Yay.
And we'll be back, I guess, with JCVD. Or
maybe not. Who knows?
You're just going to have to stick around to find out, you know? That's how it works on the Metal Injection Livecast.
$20, you can go to the movies and even get some popcorn.
In Jersey, for $20, you can buy Alex Skolnick a couple of new packs of guitar strings.
For $20, you can go to the amusement park.
In Jersey, for $20, you could help Alex Skolnick take a cab to his gig at a local bar.
For $20, you can spend the night bowling with friends.
In Ocean City, New Jersey, for $20, you can help get Alex Skolnick to finally move out of my fucking living room. Hello, my name is Thor Shrensney, and I'm here to urge you to donate all you can to the Alex Skolnick Relief Fund, better known as ASRIF. Anything you can spare will help get Alex back on his feet after this rough patch in his life. Even a couple of dollars can help buy him a phone card he can then use to call Chuck Billy and beg for another tour. So please, give all you can. Alex is waiting for you.
Man's a rather dismal creature. Why not? Look around. You'll see what's there. Fear can frighten people and kill what they can't understand.
Landington, reminding you, I've got something to say. I raped your mother today, and it doesn't matter much to me, as long as she is dead. But I'll tell you what does matter to me. It's time for hour two of the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast.
And that is the sound of a lighter as we begin hour two of the Metal Injection Livecast. And what better way? This is our 33rd episode.
34th?
35th? We're 34 today?
We're old. But, you know, there's been some stuff going on here in New York with our governor. Of course, our original voted-in governor, Elliot Spitzer, was caught with a hula a few months ago, and she was a high class who
yeah,
she was pretty
they
foxy.
Had unprotected anal sex with each other.
Yeah, it was nice.
Ew.
But,
what to do about that?
Elliot Spitzer.
Oh, okay.
But that chick was hot. Even her mom was hot. They had like pictures of them like exercising, like jogging in
really?
Central Park or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the mom looked very bangable.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Fuck
I mean,
that
they
ass without a rubber.
And I mean, it was like what? It was like $3,000 a sesh. So I mean, it was like high class.
Is that a lot?
I would think so. I mean, isn't like
you usually pay down?
I know. That's what I'm asking. Nick, what's the going rate, Nick?
$30, but she's like a short, fat Mexican.
$30 for how long, though?
So you bust a nut. That's it.
$30
however
for a
long it takes.
3 weeks later. So it's just all you can bust.
That's a buffet.
One nut and you're out. That's another $30.
But there are rules, though, right, Nick?
Oh, boy.
No kissing. It's one of the rules.
Rule, what do you mean rules?
No kissing the Mexican midget.
Yeah,
you can't kiss a prostitute. Who would want to kiss a prostitute?
What if she's really nice?
Well, you know.
What if you get overwhelmed by her personality and you just want to spend time with her? How much does that cost?
I don't think they're allowed to kiss, though, right?
No. Not allowed. I think it's a personal choice.
They're not allowed to be prostitutes. I think beyond that is up to them. They're already breaking that rule.
I was just talking to Sid about something that he did on his old radio show that I wanted to see if we can get the tapes and play them on here because they're funny. He used to call the, the back of the Village Voice. They have these ads for trannies.
Oh, we have it on CD.
Yeah.
I don't know if the audio quality is that great, but we could try.
It's all right. But yeah, we definitely have a few.
I have
of those. Yeah, we could definitely play
calls.
Oh, some of them.
I would play them at the end of the show.
What I used to do is, in the back of our radio station, I'd get the local alternative newspaper, New York, the Village Voice, and in the back there's all advertisements for escorts and all that type of stuff. So I would call and I'd fuck with them.
You did prank calls.
To varying degrees of success.
All right, so since we're going to play it, I won't give any more away.
All right.
But, yeah, so, I mean, Elliot Spitzer, he had this hit with it, so then he had to be voted out, or, like, he resigned.
He resigned, yeah.
He resigned. And then this, who is this guy? Patterson, right?
Yeah, David Patterson.
David Patterson. Was he, like, the assistant governor?
Or he was whatever?
Deputy governor. Yeah, I really know a lot about politics, yeah. But anyway, so he's kind of blind. Legally blind.
And he's black.
Yeah. He looks like Horatio Sands. Not Horatio Sands. Fred Armisen. I mean, the SNL parodies are dead on.
Yeah.
But what's happening now with him, with this replacement guy?
What's happening?
Yeah. Is there?
He can't read any of the documents that they put in front of him.
Well, they have it in Braille.
He doesn't know the law. I'm kidding, obviously.
Oh,
the Republican Party's trying to figure out who's going to run against him. They want maybe Giuliani.
So now that we say all that, completely unrelated or perhaps related, we get a call today from JCVD, a good friend. He said he needed to come on the show today, and he's supposed to like be spin kicking his way in here any minute
now. Yeah, why aren't the walls knocked down and the doors and windows?
I mean,
there he is.
Right. I am back. Who is this person to my right? Who is he?
This is Nick.
Nick! Nicholas!
Hi.
Who is he to you?
Just a friend of ours?
He's very short. Who is he? Oh, he's so short. Chair. Oh, you didn't get him a chair. That's the problem. You skanky bastards. I feel bad for you. I know this is how they cheat me, too, when I come in, a star of my stature. First time I came in here, they actually dug a trench for me to stand in.
This is a moat.
They didn't even want me on a level field, let alone getting a chair. That is how much of star power I have.
I'll get him a chair.
How are all of you?
It's not that nice.
We're good. How are you, JC?
I am terrible.
What's
wrong? You know why? Because I have my summer residence here in New York City, and I have to live under this motherfucker, David Patterson, that he was just talking about.
You live by David Patterson?
No, but I live... Don't be a smart ass, please.
Oh, you mean like under his thumb, under his regime.
In his... this terror regime that he is putting all New Yorkers through. I would love to kick him in the eyes so that he regains his sight and then kick him again so he's blind again.
Wait a minute.
Yeah!
Wait a minute, JCVD. You've lived in New York all summer and you haven't visited us once?
Well, listen, you know, who are you really to me?
I thought we were friends.
I see what goes on in that chat. I don't want to be associated with that.
Wait, what chat?
The chat, the live chat.
Oh, you're...
Listen, I told you I am very aware. I'm a rich man. I have connections all over the world.
Wait, you have Google alerts built into your Bluetooth.
Any time in the world anyone talks about the JCVD, I can know about it. It's a chip in my brain that monitors all mentions of JCVD.
I didn't hear that last
it's
part.
It's true. JCVD.
So
I swear it to my life.
If anybody wants to talk to JCVD, you can give us a call at 64...
Yeah!
Don't interrupt when I'm...
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's 64...
Yeah!
Stop peeking.
Just wait
1 second. I have the desire to kick. I must kick. He doesn't understand. You are not an athlete like I am.
But look, but you broke...
I'm 54 years old and I can still do a split like nothing like this.
I mean, that is okay, you're doing it right now, but you don't have to break our walls, JCVD.
I'm right at cock level.
No, come on, JCVD, please. What's
I
that?
Can cock punch you right now.
Don't do it, please.
Nut shot please. Coming up.
No.
All right. Go ahead.
I was just going to say you've broken like 30 of our walls in the studios
I'm
here.
Sorry, it's what
it's
I
very
do.
Very expensive.
I mean. Give nut shots and wall shots.
We have a big fucking studio, 30 walls.
Well, we could keep replacing them. And then
sometimes it's repeating the same wall.
There's not even four walls in here. It's like three walls and an open door.
That open door used to be a wall until you spin-kicked your way in here.
I like it. It's airy. It has an atmosphere.
Airy?
I could agree with that.
Do you prefer winter or summer?
I prefer summer except for the fact that blind Uwe, I don't want to see it. That motherfucker, David Patterson, governs the state where I live in this summer time.
No, but I mean,
want to I want to kick him right in his blind face.
Oh, come on.
I want to make him deaf as well as blind. I want to kick him first in his ear so he will not hear the next kick coming.
You know what I wonder? I'm sorry, JCVD.
Go ahead, please. The lovely Noah may speak at all times.
I wonder if Governor Patterson gets a...
I'm sorry. That was
gets a disability check.
A disability check? No, he has a job.
He will when I get through with him.
Yeah.
Well, can he get extra money?
He'll
be handicapped?
Genitude will no longer function.
No longer what?
No longer function.
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 Wait, isn't that like a
Japanese
term
in Quebec?
Oh, I thought you said feng shui.
That's what I said.
They want feng shui.
Feng shui. Listen to me.
I'm listening.
Feng shui. Now you got it.
Feng shui.
All right.
I have
Sean album. Called in earlier.
That's right. Now, what I have planned to do, and I am unveiling this in your pathetic show here.
Why are you unveiling it here if it's so pathetic?
Because I'm testing it for when I go on MSNBC like that.
Okay.
I, Jay CVD,
that's you,
will be
mm-hmm.
running for governor once I dispose of this ludicrous person, David Patterson. I will be running to take his place after I dispose of him.
What would you do for New York?
Oh, I have it. I'm glad you asked that, Noah. Thank you.
Wait a minute. So David Patterson versus Jean-Claude Van Damme in the ultimate governor's
please, it will not even be a match. Look at him. He is blind. I can sneak up behind him, tap him on the shoulder, then run away. He won't even know I was there.
But if he's blind, you could sneak up in front of him.
Right. Now you are thinking. You should be my lieutenant governor. You will be spared and not shot. Everyone in my cabinet will be spared nut shots.
Could you just, like, spare me nut shots permanently, like a permanent...
Game? As long as my term lasts, you will be spared a nut. I cannot guarantee if I may see you walking in the street after I retire.
What? Were you just gargling some scope?
Yes, I feel like I need to stay fresh during my...
Please, wait till you...
Yeah.
Wait till you finish a sentence before
yes.
you say that.
Nice and meaty. Yeah!
Oh, come on. That
was just a practice.
You hit,
me.
I did not kick anything. I just spun in the air with my leg.
You hit our guest, Mike.
Now, we have a guest named Mike.
Funny. No one's ever done that joke before.
I tried to branch out.
Oh, no. JCVD, please. Come on. That's what matters.
JCVD, someone from our chat room found a photo of you.
Oh, really?
Turn around.
Cover from your movie.
That's not me. That's an imposter. That looks like Harrison Ford without his age cream on. That's terrible. What happened to that poor man? Oh, my goodness.
I was pretty sure that was you. That was
Did you see Indiana Jones fall?
No.
No.
That was so sad to see him hobbling around on crutches or whatever.
Didn't you come in with a cane, though, JCVD?
I came. What are you talking about?
Cocaine.
That's for style. That's my walking stick.
Oh, your pimp stick?
That's my pimp stick.
So do you have hoes?
My hoes are waiting outside.
Wait a minute.
Along with my sparring partner, Rene. Where are you, Rene?
I just figured everything out.
Yes.
The hoe that Spitzer got caught with was one of JCVD's.
No, but we must not
set up.
We must not.
What?
This.
Is this true, JCVD?
Just from the beginning.
Yeah, rumors.
Where's Jack
there.
Ruby?
I don't like to discuss these things. That's for the riffraff.
For the what?
The riffraff. To speak about.
I think that's a speech impediment more than an accent.
That's floss, you idiot.
I think you
can kick that.
What? Potato
too. You don't look up that on Google French. That's
there will
bad.
Be no voodoo in this live.
Now.
JCVD, can you give out our phone number to the listeners?
Yes. 646. 929
Right? That's 646-929.
Why are you repeating what I just
Justin,
they heard me. No. Clearly. Listen to me. Listen to me. 646-929-1357. But you don't understand what? You are not speaking English.
Could I try? Can I just try 646?
Wrong. Wrong!
No, it's
wrong! Listen to me. Before I give you a... I swear to you.
No.
I swear in my life I'll give you a nut shot.
No, please. I don't need it.
He doesn't have nuts.
Scatless sex.
What? Patrick? Patrick.
I think that's what
Patrick
said.
Six? No, I never looked at a Patrick.
Two, nine, one, three, five, 11.
Patrick Six
come
is
in
about
here.
The crew, I think, right? So
646-929-1357.
Yeah, you have to go and screw it up.
646-929-1357.
One more time. For me, I will do it for them so they understand.
Okay.
Not your Russian garbly mouth.
So that it is
false. 929. All right.
Now that we got that out of the way, you're running for governor?
Yes.
You still didn't tell us what you would do for New York.
Well, the thing is, I do not need to run because anyone competing against me, I will crush them. So all I need to do is walk. I am going to stroll for governor. I am going to be stalling for governor this because look who I am running against. Wait, you know what? You can look, but he cannot because he cannot see. He is blind.
He's probably never seen Cyborg.
And who? How dare you? How dare you?
He's blind.
All right. I swear on my life, Sid, I was so close to killing you.
He has the Braille version, but it's not the same.
Sid, you should thank your lucky stars that I understood what you meant at the last moment. Because daggers would be in your brain right now. I would have.
You have daggers?
I have daggers right here.
I
and a machete.
Use your hands.
I have a machete as well. I come equipped.
Wait, you have a machete?
What? A machete. Oh, yes, it's the English faggot way of saying.
Wait, how did you say it?
Machete.
Machete?
Machete.
Machete,
machete, machete. Don't you get it?
Jeez,
is
JT.
Is that what you used in the jungle when you fought Predator?
Yeah. Listen, I was not in Predator.
Was that you?
That was Arnold, you idiot.
Well, see, that's another action superstar who in California.
There were two governors in that movie.
I mean, yeah, that's true. And Jesse Ventura. I mean, these are two action stars that became governors. Are you trying to follow in their footsteps?
JCVD, maybe you should have been in that movie.
Are you trying to inflame my passion right now? I am so enraged. I'm trying to because I am a guest in your little dingy studio.
It wasn't dingy before you got here and kicked all the walls down.
I'm trying to control myself, but you are by mentioning these low.
What? I'm just trying to compare your run to their successful run.
Have you ever seen Arnold run? It's not pretty. Those men boobs all over the place.
Yeah, he's a little old now. Who's older, you or Arnold?
Let me tell you, did you see Air Israel? What a piece
Air Racer?
LSL.
Is Vanessa Williams
yes.
in that?
Oh, Air Racer. Air Racer.
The beautiful Vanessa Williams.
I don't believe in action movies that promote race mixing.
Then good, you will vote for me over that blind bastard.
Do you ever have any interracial love scenes in your
CCVD? Oh, yes. Did you not see The Time of Cop?
No.
The Time of Cop?
The Time
of
Cop.
That was the lady from ER.
You saw RoboCop. Were you in RoboCop?
My girlfriend in The Time of Cop. She is a Mexican midget like the one that Nick fucks.
Oh, yeah? Nick?
They also have brothers who are going to come and fix the studio. So really, really cheap.
All-encompassing.
In fact,
Trabajo.
The budget for Time Cup was very small. We did all the special effects. Efforts. And then we had no money left over, so we had to hire a Mexican midget prostitute.
To do what?
To be in the movie with me. You don't remember her?
Wasn't she also in Total Recall?
Yes, she has three kids, but we decided it was not very tasteful to show that.
They covered her up.
I took a good percentage of that.
Yes, that's thank
okay.
you. Thank you, Nick.
Finders fee.
Thank you. Casting the
finders fee. Prostitute finders.
So.
It doesn't make me a pimp.
Wait, so what are you going to do for New York?
Thank you for asking. My platform.
Your what?
My platform.
Why didn't you answer it when I asked you?
I tried to, but these
we keep
people,
going back to it.
So frustrating coming in here. I don't know why I do it. Okay, well, as you know, there is healthcare crisis in this country, right?
Yes, right. Healthcare psoriasis is in this country.
Healthcare crisis.
Yeah.
For you English-speaking people, listen to me. Crisis. You get it now?
Crisis.
Perfect.
See?
Now, here is what I would do. Firstly, let's say you have a broken leg. Let's say you need to go to
a broken what?
Leg.
A broken leg.
L-E-G.
Leg?
Yes.
Ledge?
Yes, now you got it. Let's say your leg is broken. You go to the doctor. You wait in an emergency room. and you may die. Here's what I would do under JCVD's plan. I will find you. I will find the person with the broken leg, and I will come to your house, and I will kick you in the nose with full force, and then problem solved.
Well, yeah, that would stop the bleeding in the leg, right?
Not only that, but you will not feel any more pain in your leg because your nose will be exploded.
Wait a minute. But then what about your nose? What about your nose?
Well, that's not my problem, is it? But I have fixed your leg, no?
But the nose is my nose. What am I doing about my nose?
Go find another governor for a different health care.
No, but
I only deal with the first problem. Okay, the
what about the sequel? What about the sequel?
Sequel Schmequel. You ever see the sequel to my movie? No.
Have you ever been in a sequel?
Oh, well, Universal Soldier 2. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
But no more.
That was the only sequel you ever agreed to.
Oh, and Dead Warrant 2.
You just fart in the microphone?
Porky's 4. I was in, I believe, I was in Death Master 2 and Universal GCVD for Universal Healthcare 4.
Wait, other than healthcare, what are you going to do? What are you going to do about all the potholes?
I definitely think potholes should be legal. I know all of you are very concerned about on this show.
No.
Places where you put your pot to hide them.
No.
All legal. Fine with me.
Yay!
I need your support.
Or what?
Your pot. I support potholes 100.
No. Not like weed holes. Like potholes, like for cars.
Oh, you mean when you bump into a hole in the street?
Yeah.
Yes. It's very simple. What I will do, I will round up in New York State all the Danish people and line them up in a row and kick them and pulverize them into a fine black tar. And then I will pave all the potholes with all the subhuman Danish people that reside here in my earshot.
But how many Danish people could there be in
Don't America? Say that word, Danish people.
What should I say?
Say scum. Danish scum.
Well, how many?
All the Danish scum that I find.
Now I'm hungry.
Will go to fill all the potholes of New York City. I know where they hide. You think they're
where do they hide?
They're pretending to be Jews. That's what these.
Oh, so you're going to kill all the Jews?
You see? Well, technically, no. They're really Danes, those motherfuckers. I swear it.
Undercover Danes.
I swear.
So there's going to be a Danish Holocaust?
I swear.
Did you get elected? Is that what you said?
There are not enough ovens in New York State.
Oh, come on.
Wait a minute.
That's platform number 3. I want to create more ovens.
If he wants to incinerate the Danes, what would he put them in? A Dutch oven? Heyo!
Denmark is not Amsterdam. The fine people of Amsterdam resent that remark by you, comparing them to Danish scum.
Closely, they're all blonde.
I will be the Belgian Hitler of New York.
Oh, come on!
In fact,
wow.
That is my campaign slogan.
A lot of qualifiers there.
If a vote for JCVD is a vote for the Belgian Hitler. That's right.
So you're going for the Nazi demographic?
Yes. Don't act like you don't know.
Dutch oven.
Well, you're okay because you're only half Danish.
I'm not Danish at all.
You're pretending. I know you. Come here.
No.
Pull your pants down. Are you Danish size?
No.
Let me see that.
No. Just get out of my pants, JCVD.
Oh, looks...
Crypto
measure it. Someone wants to know how long it is.
Stop.
Looks just like a blueberry on top of a Belgian waffle.
Good.
A blueberry? Come on, JCVD.
You're hungry like a raspberry. Yes. I can't even kick it in. It's already concrete. See nothing.
It still hurts.
Yes, lots of pain. But...
Oh, my God.
That was because I grazed your nuts.
3D, do you have a question for JCVD?
Yeah, I'd like to know, why does he hate Jews so much? Everyone in this room is Jewish.
Well, I tell you why. I have nothing against the Jews. I have everything against the Danish scum that populate this earth, that pretend to be Jews. And anyone who says he's a Jew is really Danish.
I don't get what's wrong with the Danish.
You would say that, being an Israeli Dane, wouldn't you?
Oh.
I knew it.
The worst kind.
No, I mean, I like Danishes. I like croissants.
Get her out of my sight.
I like all types of
Jesse Noah, my love affair with you has ended. Come here.
I never.
Yeah!
Ow!
Did the Danish have some kind of a monarchy?
Ow! That was my tit.
You know you love it.
What was that, Nick?
Do the Danish have any kind of monarchy still? If they do, what do you think about that?
They all live in underground in rat holes, as you know very well. They like to congregate. They have their own...
King, queen of the rats.
Yes, they have a maze-like catacomb of places where they stay and eat.
What's a catacomb?
It's like under... Look, you have to explain to you...
When your hair is all tussled, you...
It's like... It's very similar to when you have a gray Brillo pad in your panties. Noah, tell us about that. I hear things.
Have you been listening to the show in the green room?
I tell you, I have a Mama Dell that tells me any mention of yes, CBD.
Yes, CBD?
It's how I sharpen my knives as well.
Exactly. Wait, you have knives? We're going to have to talk after this show. As you know, I have a fetish.
Oh?
A fetish for violence and women together.
But what do knives have to do with it?
Well, knives can always come into play. It doesn't have to only be my fist that turn you on, baby.
Hmm.
Where's my after dark music? Please, I'm trying to romance it.
Oh, sorry.
Now it's your after dark music?
It's just for you. Once I stroll for governor, I'm going to co-op this music so every time I punch a pregnant woman in the puss, I will be able to play this behind me. In the puss.
Seal that shut.
Yes.
The baby can't come out.
Exactly.
Comes out of her mouth.
She'll cough it up.
She shuts
up. I thought
up
that's
for a minute.
How women give birth, by coughing up babies, no?
No, that's you know how they have a C-section? I'm going to give these bitches a JCVD section. Right in the puss.
Come on, JCVD.
Like that fatality in Mortal Kombat. He reaches his hand in through the mouth.
Oh, get over here, the scorpion. So, you mentioned your sparring partner is here?
My sparring partner, Rame, is downstairs.
Can we bring him in?
Yeah, sure, if you'd like to.
Here he goes.
Rame, what are you doing here? I told you to wait out by the cow. All right, here's what you do. Go around over there. You see that girl smoking butt? Hold her up for me for a second.
What are you doing?
Yeah! High thank. That's high five.
Where's the HR department?
Thank you. You are my hero, JCVD. Merci, beaucoup. I look out to you every day. All right. Are you all now up to speed on my gubernatorial platform?
You're what?
You
He's
know
gonna be your running mate.
I haven't thought that over. Any suggestions?
Not Renee. Definitely not Renee.
Renee, would you like to be my sparring partner?
Huh?
Why do you sound like Jeff? It's very weird.
Who the hell is Jeff?
I am Rene.
Oh my God, he's becoming self-aware. Run!
There you have it, JCVD and Rene running for strolling for Gamma now. 2010.
You had me until you named Rene your running mate. I'm not going to vote for you now.
Oh, what?
Those
Danes. What? That's good shit. Okay.
This feels no pain.
That's right. I'm dead on the inside.
Let's try again. Yeah!
I'm all right.
I'm going downstairs. Go with the joke.
I think things are getting a little out of hand here.
Wow, that Renee is like a square. There's no like shape to him.
Need some Metallica music to calm things
square
down.
Square is a shape, stupid.
I have just figured out who should be my running mate.
Oh, it's not Renee.
I will collaborate with Ja Rule.
Oh, you did it again.
Yes, I did it again. You know what I'm saying, right, to you? I swear my life, we did it again. Louder! It's on fire tonight. All of New York will be on fire. Celebrating Ja Rule and JCVD. Yeah!
All right, thank you very much, JCVD. That was JCVD. We're going to take a quick little music break, and then we're gonna wrap things up a bit here on the live cast, so
good, so we can start chatting in the chat room.
This is your resident announcer by Chuck Blandington, and you're listening to the show that was caught finger banging your stepmom last week, the Metal Injection live cast. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington, reminding you, when I'm not hanging around in men's bathrooms, watching Lars Ulrich watching other people doing cocaine, I'm listening to the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast.
All right, we're back, and I almost dropped the beer.
Yeah. Good job.
For shame.
I'm trying some of Nick's Black Boss Porter, which is 9.4% alcohol.
Mm. Is that a lot or a little?
It's a lot. It's like 5% of like 4 or 5% of like the average.
Okay.
Let's sample this.
Look.
There we go. Oh, it doesn't taste bad at all.
Does it taste like, what is it, beer or is it like ale or something?
Porter. It's like a Guinness.
Yeah.
But a little different.
It's like a lighter kind of Guinness.
By the way, you can join our chat.
It's like a Guinness with the weight of soda.
I was going to talk about what was going on in the chat. They're discussing how dry Noah's vagina is right now.
Noah, how dry is your vagina?
Surrounded by us, it's probably pretty dry.
Surrounded by you guys, it is pretty dry.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
why she gets peed on. That takes care of the dryness.
Oh,
process.
The pee is a lube? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Slippery.
No, but pee doesn't, I mean, like, pee evaporates fast. It doesn't stay
dry. So you've tried it
all of a sudden.
We have a caller. Let's see what they think about
Thank
Noah's
God.
Vagina.
No, we're not going to answer that.
512, you're on the Zach Beats hotline. How dry is Noah's vagina to you?
I don't know. How dry is it, 3D?
Hold on. I'll tell you. 1 second. Come here.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Pink sock. Turned right inside out.
Does it feel like sandpaper?
A little bit, yeah, like a cat's tongue.
Well, she is from the desert, so.
That's right.
She got sand in there, probably.
And salt.
Oh, that's all right.
Have birthday, Rob.
Thank you. How nice.
No problem.
Such nice people.
Who is this? I don't think we got your name, did we?
It's Shinobi.
Oh, Shinobi. Hey. I'm sorry about that.
What's up, guys?
I was trying to kill myself.
So, Shinobi, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Hey, what's more interesting, the chat room or the show?
No, the show.
All right, good.
Thank goodness.
Good
answer.
You
got to think about it.
So, one thing we were talking about during the break really quick, we were talking about this rumor now that the big four thrash bands, Metallica, Megadeth, Slayer, and Anthrax, might be doing a tour. Kerry King said that he heard Lars Ulrich was in a bathroom talking about it. Or something like that. No, not really. You heard that Lars Ulrich is trying to get it together. And personally, I think that it's never going to happen. I don't think it's ever going to...
I don't think there's enough money in the world to make that happen.
Or just, I mean, I just don't see Dave Mustaine opening from Metallica. Because you know Metallica has to headline that, obviously.
Well, I was thinking maybe they can, like, switch off each... if they did do this, which has never happened. If they did do the tour, you know, like... Megadeth will open up, you know, one day and then the next day or whatever, you know, Slayer.
But I don't think Metallica would be down for that.
Yeah, well, you know what else would happen if they did that? It would be like, oh, well, why do you get to open in New York and we have to open in, like, Toledo, Ohio or something?
Yeah.
I have a solution.
What?
Four stages, they all play at the same time.
Oh, wow.
I thought you meant you had a solution for Noah's dry vagina.
I have a solution for that, too.
No, you don't.
It also involves four of us doing something at the same time.
It's in the metal injection red room.
It's a saline solution.
<That's right>.
No, they're going to be complaining about, his stage is bigger than mine. No, his stage is bigger than mine.
Yeah, he has more lights, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and then on top of that, Slayer with their ego, like they want to open, because I think personally if this were to happen, the lineup, the order would be that Anthrax opens, then Slayer, then Megadeth, then Metallica.
Well, that's the order of their record sales.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually how they determine these kind of things.
Right.
By record sales, but I don't think Slayer would even be cool with that either.
I wouldn't be cool with that if I was Slayer.
Now that I think about it, is Slayer behind Megadeth and record sales?
I think so.
Let's
I think Megadeth
get
is.
Some confirmation on this.
Well, I mean, they both have albums coming out very soon. So
I guess
Slayer will sell better at this point. Slayer's still good,
so.
Megadeth isn't.
How about Anthrax?
Megadeth is great. The new Megadeth is
But great. Slayer was continuously good the whole time. Megadeth sucked for a while and then bounced back.
Mm, some people thought Slayer sucked for a while.
I think one album they had that was bad. One album.
What were you going to say, Shinobi?
How are Anthrax's sales?
Not very good.
Not as high as.
Not very good at all. I remember they did those reissues a few, like a year or two ago with Joey Belladonna, and the first week they sold like 200 copies, which is nothing, because they had like a huge promotional push, like there was all this like.
Does that count the yard sales that they had at their parents' houses? I don't know if
they didn't sell many CDs at those yard sales. Come on, man, buy this. It's good.
Honestly, reissued albums are like, to me, the Remember Us albums, you know?
Yeah.
Like, hey, you remember us guys? Hey.
We're still around.
You need some money.
Hey, is your CD scratched up? Here, buy a new one. Buy a fresh CD.
Hey, bring your CDs of ours over so we can look at them. Oh, look, I just scratched it by mistake. Want to buy a new one?
Yeah.
This actually just came out. I found this on the internet that Anthrax is going to be on that tour. They're going to carry Metallica's amps.
Yeah.
They're Anthrax.
The Water Boys.
They're going to roadie for James Hetfield.
That's official roadies, Anthrax.
You heard it here first.
But how much do you think tickets for that would be? And do you think this would be a stadium tour?
I think it would have to be.
Yeah, I think this would be like a football stadium size thing, like Clash of the Titans. Darren, you went to that, right?
No.
Oh, you didn't go to that?
Nope.
But you did go to like a...
I went to Metallica, Guns N' Roses.
Oh, okay.
And did both bands actually play?
You know what? It was funny. First of all, they got Metallica to open for Guns N' Roses somehow.
No, that's right.
Tricked them, though. They were like, oh, well, it's not because, you know, Guns N' Roses is bigger, but it's because... well, of course they were bigger. But
at that point, they were also better.
You have to stroke the ego. So they go, oh, yeah, it's because, you know, you usually go on at 7 anyway and do a 3-hour set, and Guns N' Roses goes on at 10 because that's when he decides to show up for an 8 o'clock show.
Basically, they were punished for being not flaky.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the guys are reliable, so you're stuck opening.
Well, so, funny enough, I went to the show. Metallica played. Their live shows were still great at that point.
This was what era? What album?
What was it? 90? It was, but it was like 3 years after the Black Album, before Load came out.
Okay.
And
so this is on the Black Album.
You said before Load came
out. I think you know about that. No, they. I think it was 94. I could be mistaken. I don't know. But anyway, Metallica plays. They were great. And then there's like a half-hour intermission where they're playing music over the PA. Everyone goes and gets drinks, whatever. Time for Guns N' Roses to come on. Nowhere to be found. Like, they make announcements. Oh, there's a slight delay. Da 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 da. He didn't show up for like probably an hour and 10 minutes. And no, 90 minutes. No. But then they go on. And, like, he's, like, half into it. He's yelling at people in the audience. And then he ended the show after, like, 30 minutes, like, probably 5 or 6 songs.
That's pretty weak. Well, Shinobi, Shinobi, we're going to have to hang up on you because we're going to get disconnected. But
thanks for calling.
We're going to do a little After Dark to finish up this little tangent.
Overtime, you mean?
Oh, that's what I meant.
Overtime.
Well,
it is After Dark.
Too.
But the show started, it was already After Dark.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Shinobi.
All right, cool. Thanks, guys.
It won't be After Dark when we move to Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
sorry, we're moving to Wednesday. So.
It'll be dusk. It'll be after dusk.
the same ring to it.
But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think this would be... Plus, like, how much would a ticket for this be? It would be at least, like, $80.
Well, how much is
the
ticket?
I don't think I'd be
able
to pay for that.
When Metallica plays, you know, with, a small opening act, what does it cost?
Probably like 60. Well, they're playing the Garden. Let me check how much it is.
You can. Oh, that's right. When is that?
In November.
They never used to play the Garden when they were like.
Well, this is actually the second leg of the tour. On the first leg, they played Nassau, Meadowlands, and.
They're going to play on the third leg of the tour. Yet a third leg. Like a sexual reference.
I don't understand.
By the way, Sid has a Slayer shirt on.
I do.
He did it on purpose.
It was a gift.
From whom?
I didn't buy this for myself.
Who
our
gave
friend
you
Lonnie, actually.
Oh.
We're going to have to start giving Sid wardrobe updates on the show in addition to
So tickets for just Metallica, well, Metallica, Lamb of God, and some other band would be, for decent tickets, $74. For shitty tickets, $54.
Oh, okay.
So I mean if it was like, and it would be like at least $100 probably.
Yeah.
Well, they've got to charge a lot for the tickets to make up for all the albums they're not selling.
Well, I think they made quite a hefty amount from Guitar Hero with that.
How many albums did Death Magnetic sell?
It sold at least 2 million.
Yeah.
So far.
Yeah, so they still sell. I mean, they have a different fan base, but.
No, I mean, and the licensing and shit, like, from Guitar Hero, they probably made a lot of money.
What's their arrangement for that?
Well, they get royalties for each one sold.
But so they get only a percentage of...
No, they got an advance. They got like a big advance, a big upfront. Mm-hmm. And then they just make X amount of dollars off each.
Well, how much? Do you have any rough estimate?
I don't know. But I mean, even if it's like... I mean, well, most of the songs in the game are there, so they're getting royalties for each song.
They get a licensing fee for the song.
Yeah.
But they also get in their contract a percentage of the amount you pay for the whole game, right?
Well, the licensing is from the...
But that's all they get licensing? Yeah. Or do they get something extra?
Well, I mean, I don't know. They might. It's still a crazy deal. Like, well, their name is on the game. So just by using their name, they have to get paid for that, you know?
Has that game sold more copies than their album, you think?
Probably. I mean, that's a good question. I wonder.
I wonder, because a lot of their fans probably would rather play that game.
I'm sure a lot of people got into Metallica through Guitar Hero, like a lot of 12-year-old or even like 9-year-old kids. You know?
I don't think 12-year-olds would go back and try to find more Metallica music. They would just play the video game.
Right, but they would get into it through the video game.
I might have said this on the show last week. I'm not sure, but I went to Best Buy and I saw like just a bunch of ghetto kids standing there playing the Metallica.
It's because of the Ja Rule song.
No, it's not even in the game.
But that's how they found out about Metallica in the first place.
It'd be great if you see Ja Rule like bouncing up and down on this.
It'd be great if he was at the Best Buy.
He's on the Geek Squad now.
Yeah, play this, man. Come on. Ow.
Ooh. Ashanti's working the register. He's got the whole Murder, Inc. crew.
It's just the ink.
I've got it. Oh, yeah, that's right. Now it's just
he's stocking the shelves.
But, yeah, that tour I don't think is ever going to happen, especially because Dave Mustaine is just a douchebag, and, like, he'll never want to open for – or even if it does get announced, it'll get canceled after, like, 3 shows, just – unless they're kept in completely opposite sides of the arena. Like, I remember when David Lee Roth and Sammy Hagar toured, they have, like, separate buses. Mm-hmm. They, like, whoever opened, the other guy – could not be at the venue until he went on stage, just so they didn't, like, see each other.
Wow.
And, like, they had, like, crazy restrictions like this just because they hated each other so much. So I think it would have to be a situation like that where they don't even have an opportunity to run into each other. Like, they'd all probably need their own catering and, like, really stupid shit like that. And then who's going to pay for all that is the, you know, the consumer,
right?
The fan. They're going to have to pay for, like, the separate dressing rooms and the separate catering.
I just love to see someone sneak a camera back there and record that, though. Like,
oh, man, I was backstage at Gigantor 1 year. We were doing interviews, and, like, everyone was, like, so friendly and, like, you know, walking around saying hello to everybody, and then we see Dave Mustaine walk out of his bus, and it's just like everyone just, like, looks down. Yeah. And, like a few people in bands just, like, you know, casually say hello to him. But, like, we totally were just, like, totally starstruck. You know, we didn't want to come within 50 feet of him. And I remember later in the day, like, a few hours later, we're just, like, walking through an area, and he is just yelling really loud at this Mexican guy, like, so pissed off. I bet it was nothing even, you know, but he was just, like, yelling, and we just, like, walked by, and I was like, I can't believe I just walked by Dave Mustaine chewing some guy's ear off.
I ordered this without beans.
It was one of the Mexicans that are going to fix the studio after John Claude.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those guys. Maybe Dave Mustaine knocked down a wall or something. That's why.
I told you extra cheese on the burrito.
Oh, Jesus. All righty. Well, I think that's enough rambling, and Noah is way too distracted by the trash.
Shut
to,
up!
Contribute to the show anymore.
You guys are having a conversation. You don't need me.
Stroked by these fucking people on the chat.
Yeah,
man.
Awesome.
Everything. It's Noah's butt tulip. Noah's enema eater. Noah's this. Noah's that. It's like she's gotta go home and, like, just masturbate.
I can't help it that I'm so likable. What can I?
She rubs her
parts of you apparently. Though really, it's just the inside of your asshole that's likable.
Great. I like the inside of my asshole, too.
No wonder they live in Texas.
Steers and queers.
She goes home and she loads the chat, and then she rubs her vagina on the screen.
On the monitor, yeah. Yes. There's a big yellow stain down the middle of her computer monitor.
Oh, yes. Oh.
And there's a million Noahs. You know?
Tell me about my enema butt tulip again. Yes.
Yes.
Why is Mr. Vitelli masturbating?
Yes.
That's nothing like Mrs. Vitelli.
I just inflamed everybody on the chat now. It's just...
No, they don't hear you anymore. We're off the air. The chat is happening, but they do not hear us as we talk about them. But, well, Nick is a bit retarded, but that's a different topic for a different time.
Clinically.
Perhaps next week, when we're back with a special 9/11 edition.
Special last ever Friday
last
edition.
Last ever Friday edition, because we're moving to Wednesdays, 8 to 10.
We're going to crash some comedy into the Twin Towers of conservatism and hypocrisy.
All right, we're going to have to bleep that or something.
Why?
I don't know. All right, that's our show.
I didn't mention Dimebag Darrell. It's fine.
Oh, come on.
No,
stop
come
it.
Come on.
But
he didn't.
Still dead. I want to.
Still dead.
Oh, right. Now he mentioned
it.
9/11,
okay. By the way.
What?
Dimebag Darrell should have died.
Imagine.
Oh, Nick.
Imagine.
Oh, this is just going downhill. Anyway, we're going to get out of here. Bye. I want to thank Jenny for baking me a pop brownie. Thank you so much, Jenny.
Yeah.
Eating watermelon over there.
Jenny's going back to school next week, so there should be plenty of kid stories.
Yeah. And I want to thank Nick for telling us about Mexican prostitutes. We definitely learned something today from him. And JCVD, I want to thank him for announcing his candidacy for governor of New York.
Yeah!
Oh, he's still here. He must have heard the JCVD alert. And I want to thank Noah for being in the chat room for 80% of the show.
She didn't hear you in the chat room.
I want to thank Sid for finally saying that he likes Cynic off the air. All right, we're done with the show. And,
look, she wanted to say something to you, but she couldn't because she couldn't remove her eyes from the chat room.
We're going to get out of here. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. We will. You will hear us next week.
Why is it so fucking wrong in it? It's fucking weird as fuck.
The inbred dog. A fashion.
Hi, number two, please.
There you go, sir.
Is that right?
Tell him up.
This is fucking wrong, man.
Fucking wrong. There's even wrong. It's just wrong.
What would your mother say back to you?
She's used to it now.
Oh, my God, he's going in. Don't get ready with a fucking empty pipe. I'm drinking the water. Put your head on it.
Oh, I was pushing. Oh, he's going to die.